Well, we haven't had Jason Patterson with us for a while, but we do right now. Hi, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing, Jack? Thanks for inviting me.
Besides your managerial and talent acquisition functions and all the other stuff that you do at Snug Harbor, you have other organizations that you work with, right?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about it.
The nonprofit New Orleans Jazz Celebration is, I bet you, what you were referring to.
That's precisely it. What does it do?
Well, it does a number of different things. It's kind of an umbrella organization for jazz outreach programs, and specifically series that we produce include Nicola Dance, that will be also starting in October soon, on Sundays, and then we produce the Jazz at the Sandbar series for the University of New Orleans Jazz Studies Department.
Which is starting up very soon,
your
visit is well-timed, and we'll talk about that. Sandbar started back in 90 or so, right?
Yes, that's true. It started in 1990. Ellis Marsalis and Dr.
We know
Charles
who that is. Yes,
Blanc started that program in 1990. I've been producing it since 1996.
It's held... It changed venues about 2 years ago, am I correct? A year or two ago?
When well, it you was went longer to the Cove, than that.
Was it?
Yeah, because the Cove was devastated by Katrina. So the Cove was out of the picture, and so we were the children of Israel wandering around in the vastness of the UNO campus.
The seas did not part for you. You made your own
not
work.
For a while, no. It was less than 40 years.
And it's about to start up October 2nd, I believe, is the first performance. These are Wednesday performances?
They are all Wednesdays.
All
that's
Wednesday
right, starting at 7 o'clock.
Starting at 7 o'clock, run a couple hours or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple of sets, and so we like to make them early for a lot of folks that work the next day. So.
And obviously we're talking about it now because it is a public event. It's not just limited to UNO student, staff, faculty.
No, not at all.
There's a small admission for non-UNO folks.
Yeah. A nominal admission for outsiders.
And some fee nominal, if I may make a bad segue, performers coming up. You've got, as I look at the list here, kind of a mix of international folks, local folks, different types of musicians.
We consciously try to do a variety of different types of acts, playing different instruments, coming from different places, playing different types of music, mostly in the jazz genre. And that's because we have a number of different combos. All these folks in this series perform with various student combos, the best student combos in the jazz studies program. So that is why we have such a variety, as well as the spice of life it is to have a number of different varying artists perform for this series.
Serves now, a couple of purposes, if I may interrupt you but for just a second here, because the young people in the jazz studies program get to see and actually play with masters of a variety
correct.
Of different kinds. Plus, the public gets to sit in on it, and it's good entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah, and they are constantly saying how surprised they are that these student players are, in fact, students, because they play at a professional level. And they either rehearse with the guest artist the day before, or they receive charts and work out material to more easily execute the guest compositions that are performed at each one of these things.
Everybody knows Johnny Vodakovich. On the 30th, we've got the combination of the Steve Masikowski, Ed Peterson, and Victor Atkins from the UNO faculty here. Brilliant musicians.
Yeah,
each.
That's called a master's performance.
Okay.
The New Orleans Jazz Institute has been giving these folks commissions. We're talking about Steve Masikowski, Ed Peterson, Victor Atkins to create works around different themes, and this year it's going to be around poets doing compositions that are complementary to poetry done by nationally recognized poets.
Now, some other names here people will recognize as being local masters, to use the term again. Don Vappi's in there. I mentioned Johnny Vodakovich. Let's talk about some of the people who are visiting. For instance, this name I mentioned, Dmitry Mosban.
Yeah. He's actually still a teenager, and he's won the what's the equivalent of Russia's most talented He's played with everybody from Wynton Marsalis to a number of famous Russian big bands, and he's a child prodigy. Ed Peterson discovered him on a trip to Russia by the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra.
That's on October 16th. Now we'll move to let me move to November 13th. Who is Jeff Gardner, this man that's listed as being from Brazil?
Well, Jeff is originally from New York City, but he's immersed himself in Brazilian music. He lives half the year in Brazil and half in New York. He studied under Hermeto Pascoal, and Hermeto has had glowing statements about Jeff. So he knows Brazilian music back and forth, and will be performing with the UNO World Beat Combo under the direction of Ricky Sebastian.
The series ends on November 20th with the great Randy Brecker coming in. Tell me a little bit about the series beginning now as we back up. Or I'm sorry, the beginning, of course, is Ellis on the second. Mm-hmm. And then he's followed by someone named Ashlyn Parker, who's a UNO alumnus. What's that all about?
Well, Ashlyn's been around the block. He's got a master's at the UNO Jazz Studies program. And I'm glad you mentioned it, because we try to have at least one alumnus every season to, you know, bring them back after they've been having a successful career in jazz and visiting the hometown in some cases. Ashlyn's moved back here now and has been playing for the last number of years with the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. He was a member when they won a Grammy.
Good work again, Jason. Jason Patterson, one of the central figures in music, in jazz here in our town. Jason with us today to talk about the forthcoming Jazz at the Sandbar series, which he organizes. Thanks, Jason.
Well, thanks for having me, Jack.
You're always welcome.